Fact check, yes, Andrew Gillum signed Radical Group's pledge. By Aaron Klein on October 24, 2018. Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is facing questions for claiming during Sunday night's debate that he had no idea what opponent Ron DeSantis was referring to when refencing a pledge that Gillum signed that supports a radical manifesto. The fact is, Andrew signed a pledge with the Dream Defenders pledging his support. This radical manifesto, DeSantis said at the televised debate. I have no idea what pledge he is talking about, Gillum replied. Not only did Gillum sign the pledge in question, he has evidenced a close personal and professional relationship with Dream Defenders, the group that promoted the pledge. Gillum has talked about aiding the group's activism and written in strong support of Dream Defenders and its co-founder, Philip Agnew. In turn, Agnew himself recently described a long and close working and personal relationship with Gillum and said he considers Gillum to be part of the movement. PolitiFact noted that Dream Defenders confirmed Gillum signed the pledge. Gillum signed a Dream Defenders Freedom Papers elected officials pledge in June 2018, along with three other Democratic gubernatorial candidates, according to Dream Defenders spokeswoman Nyla Summers. Summers said 30 Florida politicians have signed the pledge. At FloridaPolitics.com, Jacob Ogles wrote, "Actually, yes, Andrew Gillum signed a Dream Defenders pledge. The pledge contains specific language stating I pledge my support to the Freedom Papers. The Freedom Papers, in turn, exclaim that police and prisons have no place in justice. The Freedom Papers also advocate textbook socialist principles such as claiming that by virtue of being born each of us has the absolute right to adequate food, shelter, clothing, water, health care, effective public transportation, dignified work, living wages." Gillum's claim of ignorance about the pledge comes despite his close relationship with Dream Defenders. Gillum previously posted a picture of himself on Facebook posing with Philip Agnew, the co-founder of Dream Defenders. "Ran into two rattlers today at CBC," reads Gillum's caption on the photo, dated September 25, 2014. "Could not be prouder of Philip Agnew and Commissioner Keon Hardiman." Gillum was taped at a June debate saying that he is pleased and proud to have sneaked food to Dream Defenders activists during a 30-day sleep-in protest at the Florida State Capitol, referring to a 2013-month-long anti-gun protest in the wake of the Trayvon Martin shooting. "I hope you keep at it," Gillum said of Dream Defenders activists during a June event. Gillum and Dream Defenders Agnew are so familiar with each other that while he was a city commissioner in Tallahassee, Gillum himself penned a glowing profile at the far-left alternate publication promoting Agnew and the activists' work founding Dream Defenders titled, "We Need More Philip Agnews." Gillum related. 7 years later, in response to the shooting of Florida teen Trayvon Martin, Agnew built on his past social justice experiences and connections to form the Dream Defenders, which helped bring national attention to the Martin case. From Governor Scott's office, the Dream Defenders pushed for a repeal of Florida's Stand Your Ground law and a special legislative session on racial profiling in the school-to-prison pipeline, among other demands. Following 31 days in the Capitol and a commitment from Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford to hold a hearing on the state's Stand Your Ground law, Agnew announced that the Dream Defenders would leave to refocus on civic engagement in their communities to amplify the need for reform. Dream Defenders, which continues to be led by young people of color, now has chapters on 9 college campuses in Florida and continues to highlight racial and social economic justice issues. Gillum, who would go on to become Tallahassee mayor, gushed in the March 2014 profile, "We must learn from the successes of young leaders like the Dream Defenders and recruit, train and connect thousands more local organizers and activists, particularly in underrepresented communities and regions of the country." Gillum and Agnew are both graduates of the Rockwood Leadership Institute, an Oakland, California-based training school for progressive revolutionaries that has spawned a list of activists who have gone on to become the who's who of the far-left leadership world, with many taking senior positions at organizations financed by billionaire George Soros. Breitbart News reported that in its official endorsement of Gillum, Dream Defenders said they see Gillum as by far the best candidate for our movement to engage with in pushing our revolutionary vision. Dream Defenders announced the politician's governorship would completely change the terrain on which our movement is fighting and the makeup of the Democratic Party itself. The endorsement advertised that Gillum's progressive platform for Florida creates much more favorable conditions for our movement and our people. In its endorsement, Dream Defenders summarized the aims of its movement as no less than the replacement of the current state with a people-centered state, a clear euphemism for socialism. Dream Defenders announced that Gillum is the first politician that the group has endorsed in its six-year history. The radical organization said Gillum's platform is critical to altering the politics of Florida and making the state a model for progressive governance. This is not only one of the most progressive platforms that a Florida gubernatorial candidate has ever run on, but it is also one of the most progressive platforms we have seen from any gubernatorial candidate in the country. Florida is ground zero for far-right, corporate control of our government. With Gillum's platform, we have the opportunity to shift this and become a model for progressive governance. It is our job to hold him, and every elected, sick, to the promises made in this platform. Dream Defenders praised Gillum as the only non-millionaire or billionaire running for governor, leaving out that he is openly financially backed by billionaires George Soros and Tom Steyer. Dream Defenders reminisced about Gillum aiding the organization. Andrew Gillum is by far the best candidate for our movement to engage with in pushing our revolutionary vision. In 2014, when Gillum was mayor of Tallahassee, the Dream Defenders shut down Tallahassee's annual Christmas parade to bring attention to police violence. He didn't have us arrested. Instead, he opened the space for us talk, sick, to the crowd. As Breitbart News reported, a simple perusal of the website of Dream Defenders, the organization so feverishly championed by Gillum, evidences the group's open radicalism. The organization calls for an end to disaster capitalism, rants against Independence Day and spreads malicious falsehoods about Israel. The main page boasts that Dream Defenders is building a powerful, deep, local organization and movement for freedom and liberation in Florida. A section on its website about July 4th urges supporters to acknowledge that the independence being commemorated has not been won for the people of this land. Independence Day in America should be utilized to illuminate the immeasurable distances between U.S. citizens and the harm committed in our name around the world, the organization states. What to the prisoner is the 4th of July? Dream Defenders asks. The indigenous people who were here before white settlers? The anti-patriotic posting goes on to call for an end to disaster capitalism and the total abolition of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, while lamenting U.S. military aid to Israel. Why is there enough money to bomb Iraq, Yemen, Sudan, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, but not enough to support the self-determination of migrants and refugees fleeing the very violence the U.S. has inflicted? Why is there enough money to sign contracts with private prison corporations like CoreCivic and Geo Group for hundreds of millions of dollars, but not enough money to rebuild Puerto Rico? Why are there billions of dollars allocated to Israel's military to kill unarmed protesters? Sick, but not the same investment to clean Flint's water supply. The consequences of normalizing the immense violence perpetuated under the banner of U.S. exceptionalism ripple far and wide. We are all harmed by the racist misallocation of resources in America towards never-ending extraction and destruction. We mourn for all of the lives lost this year serving the war machines. In the U.S., thousands have rallied around the country demanding ICE be abolished and children be reunited with their families. Breitbart News reported that Dream Defenders organized a flash mob in Israel to officially endorse the BDS movement against the Jewish state. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Written with research by Joshua Klein.